From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Betsy Smith. A St. Louis Democrat is speaking out against legislation that would ban abortion in Missouri after 8 weeks of pregnancy. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum has more from Representative Lakeisha Bosley's appearance on the Politically Speaking podcast.
Bosley joined most of her Democratic colleagues by voting against legislation that bars abortion after 8 weeks and bans the procedure nearly completely if Roe v. Wade is overturned. The freshman legislator says she was livid that she didn't get to speak during debate, especially since she is the only Black woman in the House to represent the city of St. Louis. She also said her inability to speak was notable since Missouri's last abortion clinic is in her district.
This legislation is putting us back as women, putting us back into the 1920s. Like, this is not progressing us in any way. This is putting us back to saying you are supposed to be seen and not heard and carry children and cook.
I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
Governor Mike Parsons signed the abortion bill Friday. Missouri's Department of Corrections owes counties tens of millions of dollars for housing inmates before they're transferred to state prisons. The Department of Corrections spokesperson told KCUR Radio that the state is about 9 months behind with the reimbursements. The agency provides repayment of $22.58 per inmate per day, although state law specifies a rate of $37. A mosquito native to Missouri has fewer parasites when it shares its habitat with an invasive mosquito. As St. Louis Public Radio's Shayla Farzon reports, biologists at Tyson Research Reserve outside St. Louis say this could have ripple effects throughout the forest community.
Mosquitoes are blood-sucking parasites, but they also have parasites of their own, microscopic creatures called gregarines that live in water. The invasive Asian rock pool mosquito is virtually immune to this parasite. It acts like a vacuum, sucking up the parasites out of the water without becoming infected, says postdoctoral researcher Katie Westby.
And if they're a dead-end host, as we suspect that they are, those parasites are not going to be able to make their way back into the habitat.
She says when the invasive mosquito shares its habitat with a native mosquito, that species is also less affected by parasites. The team is now working to understand how climate change may affect the parasites of these mosquitoes. I'm Shayla Farzon.
Some roads in mid-Missouri are still closed due to flooding and damage from last week's storms. Flooding is expected to continue in some parts, and the Missouri Department of Transportation is advising people to check its travel information map for information on closures, according to a Missourian report. The Jefferson City Police Department has officially requested the help of volunteers for disaster relief, and the American Red Cross is accepting cash and check donations. The Blue Note will hold a concert Thursday to benefit Jefferson City disaster relief, and all proceeds will go directly to Jefferson City. I'm Betsy Smith, KBIA News, Columbia.